Welcome to The Milkman, The Paperboy, and Evening TV. I'm Claudia Dutremp.
And I'm Ben Kohler.
And tonight we'll be talking about High School Musical. High School Musical premiered 10 years ago today, January 20th, on Disney Channel. The DCOM, or the Disney Channel original movie, was kind of Disney Channel's version of Grease.
It's a lot more like Grease than you've probably realized. When you think about it, you know, the popular guy sort of in a form of the popular crowd, instead of being, you know, a greaser or whatever, now
he's a jock.
He's a jock. And the girl who is new in town, and they met up outside of town
while on vacation,
and then total coincidence on the other side of the country or in Australia, in the other side of the world, they meet up again.
In high school,
and the two squads are,
and then it causes
clashing.
Some social conflict,
right?
And then people want to know, do they stick to the status quo?
Or should they, like, you know, merge groups? Thing? No pregnancy scare in High School Musical, though.
That's true. There is no pregnancy scare in High School Musical. And I was 10 years old when this movie came out. Ben, you were 12.
I guess I was 11 if it was January.
Well,
but yeah, we were...
We are 2 years apart, so I feel like our views on High School Musical might be a little different.
I don't know. I feel like we both...
We might have similar
views.
We both
have pretty worshipful views of High School Musical and what it did for the DCOMs.
That's true. It did revolutionize the DCOM. So many musicals came after.
I mean, I guess. When you think about it.
It really did,
Camp,
though.
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock came after.
Teen Beach Movie.
Teen Beach Movie 2.
Camp Rock 2.
Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam.
The classic.
But it also did launch the careers of a lot of... Stars.
Oddly enough, how many DCOMs would you say actually launched careers?
Only High School Musical,
really.
High School Musical starred Zac Efron, Ashley Tisdale, Vanessa Hudgens, Monique Coleman, and Corbin Bleu. Lucas Grabeel. Those were the six main characters. And we're talking about how it's been 10 years since that movie first premiered, and after they made the next two movies, kind of where everyone else went. And I think Zac Efron probably is the name that really sticks out the most.
Yeah.
He's become this really big movie star. Ashley Tisdale has been working on Disney still. She was in Suite Life of Zack and Cody for a while after that, and then she's the voice.
Well, he started before that movie, right? Like, I feel like Ashley Tisdale was, oddly enough, the most well-known
on
person.
From Disney.
Before that came out, and then afterwards.
Or
you know,
Corbin Bleu, who was in Catch That Kid.
Oh, that's true. I saw that in theaters.
Did you? I own it on DVD.
I think I might also.
But Ashley Tisdale she was on Phineas and Ferb, and now she's producing shows for ABC Family. Or Freeform, as it's now called.
Oh, yes. Now it's Freeform.
And speaking of Freeform, Lucas Grabeel is on Twitched at Birth.
I did not know that.
As one of the main characters. He is not... I think he's the one who's really like stuck to TV, though. Everyone else has kind of done
Vanessa Hudgens has been on Broadway.
Same with Corbin Bleu.
Corbin Bleu has been on... Vanessa Hudgens was in Gigi, which didn't do very well.
But that premiered last year.
Yeah.
But she's also been in Rent at the Hollywood Bowl. She's going to be in Grease Live. And
oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Full circle.
And then Corbin... Exactly. And then Corbin Bleu has been in The Heights and Godspell.
Mm-hmm.
And Monique Coleman... She
was on Dancing with the Stars.
She's on Dancing with the Stars, and she actually has become a representative for, like, the Youth UN, which is really cool, when she was, like, right after High School Musical. So she kind of took a break from acting and has done some more activist work, which is really interesting, because you kind of, you know, forget if they're not really on screen all the time.
Yeah. High School Musical is actually one of those things. It's been 10 years. I mean, I don't think you're going to meet too many people who are like, wow, High School Musical is my favorite movie in the world. But I think it's kind of interesting how more than any other Disney Channel movie or really many other TV movies in general or a lot of theatrical movies, everyone knows pretty much everything about High School Musical, oddly enough.
And it was
which is
so
weird.
Big, too. I mean, they were on Good Morning America. They were on the Today Show. I remember I didn't have DVR, but I took my video camera and put it up on the tripod so I could record them teaching the moves to We're All in This Together on the Today Show. And I, like, learned that. And so now I still kind of remember all that main chorus dance moves for We're All in This Together.
Yeah. And they had a live show in Disney World for years.
They did. They had a concert, too. A concert tour. But
with
funny
Drew
enough,
Seeley.
Yes, Zac Efron, who is not at the reunion tonight either on Disney Channel, he was not on the tour either because he did not sing in the first movie. It was actually the voice of Drew Seeley.
But then he sang in 2 and 3.
He did sing in 2 and 3.
He sang Bet on It.
He
sang
did.
To his own reflection, and then his reflection sang back.
Bet on It was probably one of the most memorable numbers from High School Musical 2.
For better or worse.
And then High School Musical 3, you know, had that big theatrical
which
release.
Which I still haven't seen.
High School Musical was directed and choreographed by Kenny Ortega.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who kind of recognize that name or did it all, you might recognize his work a little more. He worked on the 1990s film Newsies, mm-hmm. starring Christian Bale, but also, you know, used to direct Madonna's music videos and choreograph Madonna's music videos. He worked on Dirty Dancing, which, I mean, that choreography, iconic.
I mean, again, oddly enough, like, again, there aren't that many people who are like, wow, Dirty Dancing is like a classic, but when you think about, like, everyone knows about that dance. Mm-hmm. Everyone has joked about, you know, imitating it and everything like that, and that was Kenny
Ortega.
And
that's become, you know, a pop culture
icon. Yeah, and they're remaking that for TV now, too.
That's true. I wonder if they'll ever remake High School Musical live for TV. Maybe in another 10 years. That's the 20-year
anniversary. Yeah, give it time. Give it time.
High School Musical has some very iconic but stock characters as well. We know that Troy Bolton is the athlete and the jock, but he also is the sensitive musical theater guy playing that Danny Zuko-type character from Grease. And then you have Vanessa Hudgens, who plays Gabriella Montez, who's that, you know, new girl comes to the school, kind of shakes everything up. And you have Sharpay Evans, who's kind of the musical theater queen being, makes sure that everything stays in line. And her big number is, you know, stick to the status quo, where she's kind of manipulating everyone at the beginning.
She does not understand something is really wrong.
Something was really wrong, and it was bothering her that everything was kind of changing. But it's interesting because she did not originally audition mm-hmm. for the role of Sharpay, and right. I think that's kind of everyone's go-to when they think of Ashley Tisdale. She actually auditioned for Gabriella,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty funny. And Corbin Bleu didn't audition originally either for Chad. I don't know. He's kind of just auditioned, I think, to be in the movie, and they picked him for Chad, which was really interesting.
Yeah. And he carried around a basketball
and wore three watches.
Yes.
His wardrobe was really interesting, actually. He had all those pretty funny shirts with the slang.
Mm-hmm.
I
worship waffles. Down with homework. I don't think that was on his shirt. Or something like that.
He was really sassy.
Yeah, it was like those shirts that, like, you get in the chip section of Kohl's.
Exactly. I think that's where he shopped, actually.
Also, fun fact, High School Musical is kind of an awkward title.
It really is. It's kind of just, like, stating what it is.
It's like Teen Beach Movie.
Disney Channel just needs help, first of all, with their namings. Or Camp Rock. At least that one's a little more creative.
At least that's something. The script was called Untitled High School Musical. Was the name of the movie.
And Lucas Grubiel just shared that on his Instagram earlier. Yeah. He was sharing a bunch of memories from the show, and I think that's pretty funny that after a while they just ended up...
They were just like, yeah.
...sticking with High School Musical.
Let's do something it's like High School Musical, but, like, better. But then they were like, yeah, High School
Musical.
But then,
like, we can't get any better than High School Musical. That movie's gonna change lives. And it did. It really, I think, struck a chord with a lot of people, especially people our age, and
mm-hmm.
it kind of... I know that's one of the reasons why I love theater so much and musicals and stuff like that is because I used to scream High School Musical all the time and make my family watch that and make everyone watch it.
Yeah, I remember when Glee came along, I was like, this is just High School Musical without original music.
It's true, and then they started doing original music and then everything changed.
Yeah, High School Musical is better.
High School Musical is better. But this has been The Milkman, The Paperboy, and Evening TV. I'm Claudia Dutremp.
And I'm Ben Kohler.
And we'll see you next week.